the gospel will overcome. In a world full of sorrow, by evil overrun, where darkness is veiled, the light of the sun. We know that the gospel overcomes.
You're listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. This is your place for intelligent conversation on the relevant issues of our day, each Friday and Saturday at 11:30 and each Sunday at noon. And now, here's the host of The Dean's List, Dr. Paul Dean.
Well, it wouldn't be Halloween without my annual rant on Halloween. Huh?
Your rant or my rant?
Well, sometimes you got to follow your wife, you know. I believe in, you know, leading, servant leadership and all that, but... you know, love and sacrifice and happy home.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's our annual rant now. How about
although,
that?
Although I don't do it annually. I like try to bring followers as I go along.
That's
all
true.
Year long.
That's true. You've heard of Christmas in July. For Mary, it's Halloween in July, at least a discussion on it.
That's true.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's good, though.
Mm-hmm.
And look, our friends, brothers and sisters, you know, some are going to agree, some are going to disagree. And they, oh, yeah, that's just Paul and Mary's annual rant, semi-annual rant, whatever. But don't dismiss us. Listen to us, okay?
This is the Dean's List. Let's think.
This is the Dean's List. Let's talk about some stuff. Halloween. Today's the day. We will not be celebrating, by the way, in case you missed that in our intro. It's not to say I might not be celebrating. You know, having dinner, whatever, with my bride or my kids or something, but not going to be celebrating Halloween. And not judging those who do, either. I'm sincere about that.
Yes.
Not going to say, oh, my gosh, how can you call yourself a Christian? It's not where I'm coming from. I'm going to try to persuade
somebody
you.
Somebody might say that to you when they see you at dinner eating too much.
Well,
but...
and you know what?
You know,
sometimes,
so that's what we mean.
And
yeah.
Sometimes I'm okay, and then sometimes a rebuke is warranted, and I receive that. And I wouldn't make light of any sin, because God doesn't.
That's right.
But anyway, listen. Let's just segue, wade into the surf. I'm going to wade into the surf with this. Oh, I wish it was summer. Don't you?
We don't have to deal with
Halloween in the summer, but more than that, I love the warm weather, love the ocean, love the sand between my toes, love to be able to surf. It's too late for me to learn, but I got the hairdo going. I'm trying to play the role, look the part.
Yes, we got to update the picture on the web just so we can see the
new
hairdo.
That. It's not a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. But it is, it looks like I've been in the water. Okay, it's right strawy right now. You know, Martin Luther said that James is a right strawy epistle.
Okay.
And he was talking about this whole interplay between faith and works. And so I just borrowed that language with the reference to my hair. It's right strawy.
All right.
Okay. Nobody cares about my hair. Lifeway Research study has found that a large number of Americans in general, this is not merely Christians, but Americans in general, choose not to celebrate Halloween. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, a large number of Americans. They choose not to celebrate, and they choose not to celebrate Halloween because of its pagan elements.
Really?
Yeah, interesting.
That is interesting.
Now, one of the things that we're going to say in just a few minutes is, for me, it's not necessarily about the origin. You know, I don't, you know, distance myself from Halloween merely because of its origin in pagan, you know, paganism. Okay? We'll talk about that. But this is interesting. Charisma News reports 21% of Americans say that they try to avoid the holiday completely. That's pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
You can get 21% of Americans forgetting anything these days.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Another 14% say... they avoid the pagan elements of the holiday. So they celebrate it, but they avoid the, you know, all the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, this is an interesting line in the article, by the way. The numbers are even more pronounced when it comes to Christians.
Okay.
18% of Christians say they try to avoid Halloween. Well, I'm not sure how that's more pronounced because it's less.
Okay.
21% of Americans avoid it, but 18% of Christians avoid it. What's going on here? So either most Christians, 82%, understand liberty and exercise it, and I'm wrong, or a lot of Christians hadn't thought it through, and I think that's the case. Most Christians probably just hadn't even thought it through, at least Christians in America.
Uh-uh.
All right? And that's, that's fine.
I find that true, yes.
Like I said, not getting judged on that. Now, there is a disparity when avoiding the pagan elements, because just among general Americans, 14% said that they, avoid the pagan elements. Now, by the way, 21 and 14 is like 35. So you got 35% of Americans in general avoiding the pagan elements, at least, of the holiday, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Christians, 23% say they try to avoid the pagan elements. So that is more, than the 14% of Americans. But when you add 18 and 23, what do you get? 51? So it's just a...
Okay.
Am I adding that right?
No,
that's not right.
Yeah, I'm lost in the statistics.
Now you know why I was a philosophy major in college and tried to avoid mathematics at all possible cost. I did take college algebra, caught up on my sleep in that class.
Okay.
All right? Because I was a swimmer, and I was up early in the morning.
I know. I do balance your checkbook, huh?
Yeah, thank the Lord. And I don't, I don't take the Lord's name in vain there. I am thankful. Because if you didn't balance my checkbook, I'd be broke.
You couldn't eat.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'd commit criminal activity. I'd write bad checks. Oh. I don't want to do that. That's wrong. So let's try this again. 23 and what was
18?
It? 23 and 18. Gary, 41. Thank you, Gary. Gary's giving me sign language over here, and I can't even read that.
All right, so 35 to 41.
What is that? Oh, my. Thank you, Gary. 41%.
Okay,
so that's a little higher than 35. Mm-hmm. I got that much. It's like 6 higher.
That's good.
6 percentage points. Okay, I'm just trying to show off my mathematical prowess now. The study also found this. You ready for this? Catholics were more favorably disposed toward Halloween than Protestants. 71% of Catholics said the holiday was all in good fun. Only 49% of Protestants said the same thing. So that means 51% of Protestants did not say it was all in good fun.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So... we got 51% of Protestants saying, well, never mind. I don't even want to get into that math. Evangelicals are the most likely to avoid Halloween altogether, 28%, or to avoid the pagan elements, 23%. So that actually adds up to 51.
Okay.
I think. 28 and 23. Check me, Gary. So, what do we do? What are we saying on this? I'm saying, okay, let's think about it. Do we really want to participate in Halloween? I mean, we can talk about the Fall Festival in just a minute. We can talk about Reformation Day, and we've participated in both. So, full disclosure, in fact, I participated in Halloween. Now, that was when I was a kid, because my parents were just terrible.
They did let you run around.
Oh, they did. They had no clue.
Brought you in at dusk.
Yeah. No, mom's listening. You know I'm joking. My parents were great parents. But obviously they hadn't thought about the Halloween thing back then, just like there's some things you and I hadn't thought about.
All right.
We got Christian friends that challenge us on stuff. I said, whoa, wait, what? Okay, yeah, I need to repent.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, my mom, I don't think she's a big Halloween fan now.
I'd
only say that because I didn't want to disparage her on the public airwaves. Okay. You're ready for me to move on.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about all that, but here's the deal. A large percentage, a large measure of what we talk about when we talk about Halloween, and I've written articles on this, mm-hmm. and you've posted them all over the web, weird places for people to see. This is why
I put one on our website, and no one has found it yet. A strange way to link to it behind a picture, but
that's true. That's
anyway.
True. I wondered why, though. That might be the reason why I wrote an economics article on this economics blog, and then right behind it, you posted the Halloween article. It's like, what does this have to do with economics? But
just trying to get it out there.
I know. Put the word, and that's actually a joke. Yeah. But large portion of our discussion usually centers around the pagan origins. And it is, you know, rooted in paganism. And we could talk about that and what all the symbols mean. That okay, and that's an issue, but it's not the big issue for me, because if enough time elapses and people aren't aware of those pagan origins and the symbols don't mean that today and nobody has a clue, then I'm good with that. It's kind of like the Christmas tree. We know the Christmas tree has its roots in pagan origins, but we actually have a Christmas tree in our home at Christmas time. Now, the same way, I don't think that those Christians who choose not to have a Christmas tree in their home, you know, I'm not saying they're, you know, they're wrong or dumb or anything like that. I'm simply saying that a Christmas tree in and of itself is benign, okay? And the only thing that would make a Christmas tree or anything else evil is the association. And so if you've got a jack-o'-lantern on your front porch with an evil face, okay, there's an association with evil. That's a little different than a Christmas tree, which has got decorations and light, and now everybody thinks evergreen and the everlasting life of the Lord Jesus Christ and the believer in Him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a different dynamic altogether.
No, nobody's looking at the jack-o'-lantern and saying everlasting, scare away the devil kind of thing.
Well, that's right. And see, now that's the thing. They're you know, you look at that jack-o'-lantern, and most people who don't know the origins, they think, well, that's just an evil face. And then you just mentioned there's some Christians way back when who had the jack-o'-lantern, quote-unquote, out scare away demons and evil spirits.
Okay, well.
But why is it that we have to have an evil face to scare away evil spirits? That's not God. It's not Christ.
That's right.
It's not Christian. So you're confused either way, as far as I'm concerned on that one. But I just use that as an illustration. In terms of, okay, well, why would I have a, because when people say, well, you have a Christmas tree, but you don't have Halloween stuff, what's the difference? You're inconsistent. You're hypocritical. Not true. You got to think through things. And sometimes it's not as, well, simple as you might think. There are layers. And there are things to work through mentally and theologically and practically, right? We got to glean some wisdom from the scriptures. All right, we're going to go to break. You know why? Because Gary said if we play this music too long, he's going to get scared. And you know what? I'm already starting to get scared. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is where the Citadel Bulldogs play.
Running left, it's Jackson. Cam cuts back. Five, touchdown! The Dogs score very quickly. 10-5 yard line. Cam Jackson's in again for the touchdown.
The Bulldogs are back home today to take on Mercer at 2 o'clock. Our pregame show starts at noon. Brought to you in part by IPS Packaging, nationwide insurance agent Frank Galloway, and by Lord & Richards, Springville's Biblical Investment Advisors.
If you're over 50 and concerned about any of the following, stay tuned for an exclusive free bottle offer. Are you concerned about your heart health? Are you interested in healthy brain function? What about joint comfort? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, we want to send you a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. Krill Omega 50 Plus combines krill oil with ultra-pure fish oil in one tiny pill, and it promotes your joint health, your heart health, your arteries, brain function, and even your eye health. Best of all, you can get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus today. Just pay for shipping, and we'll send you a free bottle. Experience the miracle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. Call now for your free bottle. 1-800-340-5763. That's 1-800-340-5763. 1-800-340-5763. Again, call now. 1-800-340-5763.
Looking for a delicious home-cooked meal? You need to go to Halton Country Buffet. In business 7 years and now under new management, they're located at 93 Halton Road in Greenville. Food is prepared fresh daily with a different menu every day, like fish on Fridays, the roast beef and meatloaf on Sundays, just like eating at Grandma's house. Lunch and dinner is only $8, half price for kids under 9, and kids under 3 eat for free. Halton Country Buffet is a great place to eat after church on Sundays.
Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to the Dean's List. For more resources, including articles, books, and archived broadcasts, simply log on to trueworldview.net. Once again, here's your host for today's edition, Dr. Paul Dean.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, in case you're a younger listener in our audience, that music, you know, going into the break, that was the original theme music from the movie Halloween.
Hmm.
That's what the culture thinks when they think of Halloween,
true.
The slasher movie, right?
Right?
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't. Not everybody, you know, thinks about that. Of course, we know that Halloween, now, I didn't plan to talk about this, Mary, but not only do you have the, you know, the skeletons, which is death.
Mm-hmm.
Why do Christians want to associate with death? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's my biggest beef.
You know,
death is the enemy. I'm not going to, you know.
What's my beef? Death.
That's right.
Oh.
I'm trying to run away from it as fast as I can.
I know. And see, Jesus overcame death, mm-hmm. and death is the enemy, and death is horrible. We've all experienced loss. And so why do we celebrate that? And then, you know, of course, some people say, well, we're making a mockery of it. Well, maybe you are, but not everybody is. I mean, and of course, I know a lot of people, you know, you put up the skeleton decorations, and they're not thinking about the evils of it, death per se. I get that. But let's just think about it. Why do we even want to do that? But it's not only death, and it's not only evil spirits. Halloween has become something of... well, an opportunity for a lot of partying, a lot of sexual activity, sexual emphases, you know, sexual outfits and things like that. And again, I know Christians aren't participating in that.
It's okay?
But I'm just saying this is the wider culture, the way that our culture celebrates Halloween. And if we're going to celebrate the same thing, I mean, I don't know, it's something you got to think. It's not that, okay, well, if somebody's going to abuse something, you can't participate. No, I'm not saying that. But this is in your face. It really is what I'm, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you went to seminary in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody, they say they're Christian, but we're going to run around and do all the bad partying we can.
Yeah.
And the next day, it was funny being down there, and you saw everybody with ash on their face. You're seeing that more here now in the upstate.
Sure.
But it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, let's be godly every day.
Yeah. Well, that was the Catholics, of course.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Mardi Gras thing.
Yeah.
And that's their theology down there. Mm-hmm. Anything goes in Mardi Gras. The parades, Fat Tuesday.
Sadly, that's true.
Sex, nudity, you know, grabbing people, you know, flashing people, the whole bit. But like you say, they all repent the next day. And then we're good. But that's work salvation, right? I mean, we understand that. But you know what we did? The seminary closed for Mardi Gras. They closed that entire week because they took a stand. Actually, that's not why they closed.
I think they closed because nobody can get around downtown.
Well, I mean, that's
all the partying.
That's honestly the reason they closed. The parade routes, you couldn't get in or out of the city. A lot of commuters, and they made that very clear. I mean, they tell us we're not closing because we're taking a stand. We just can't function because of this pagan holiday.
Oh, wait a minute. It's supposed to be...
Oh, wait a minute. It's a Christian holiday.
Anyway.
According to some people who call themselves Christian.
So anyway, that's what happened
with
Halloween.
Left town.
Yeah.
We left town. Now, it's not like you had to leave town, but, you know, people say, well, haven't you ever been to a Mardi Gras parade? Those things are fun. Well, you know, I've never been. Have no desire to go. And I'm not holier than thou.
And I'm
a sinner, but you know what? And sin is fun, but we're not supposed to involve ourselves in that. You kidding me?
Well, it's like a parallel. They have several parades down there that are not as wild or wild. But what is that purpose? The purpose of that is to indoctrinate. Indoctrinate the people that, okay, let's move on toward the more and more. And same thing with Halloween, in my humble opinion.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the teen
having
club.
Having fun,
on Friday, you know, Sunday night. We used to have this bar in our hometown here in upstate South Carolina. It's called O'Sullivan's. Later became, I don't know, Celebrities or something like that. They bulldozed the place now. But anyway, back in the 70s when it was O'Sullivan's, you know, it's a dance club and the drinking and all that. Well, you know, Sunday night, you couldn't serve alcohol in South Carolina because we're good Christian people. And I'm being facetious. And so, but they have the teens come out, the under 18s. And all, you know, everybody did. It was great fun, you know. Well, what's the purpose? The purpose is to get them used to coming to O'Sullivan's.
That's right.
When they're 18.
So, you know.
Well, 21 now is 18 back then.
Some of the things you do at the moment may seem simple enough, but they are leading up to something
else. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, gosh. So you get this pagan origins, you got the evil, you got the death, you got the sex, you got all that. But, you know, here's the thing. When I talk to most parents, and Christian parents in particular, all right, well, you know, we're not involving ourselves in all that. True. Okay. And look, when you and I were younger, and our first child, who's now 26, but he was like 2, we went to the fall festival at church, dressed him up as a shepherd.
We did.
Still got pictures. Cute as a button. Okay, but anyway, I think part of where parents is, I think it's a false notion or a false sense that somehow if we don't participate in Halloween, we don't let them go trick-or-treating, we're somehow depriving them. I mean, I've heard this over and over, so I'm not just making this up. Have you heard this?
Oh, yes.
All right, so in the United States of America in 2015, because, you know, you don't let your kids trick-or-treat on October 31st, you're depriving them. My kids do not suffer from a lack
of sugar.
Sugar, fun, entertainment, leisure, you know, anything. And we're not even classified as wealthy in this culture. Right?
Right.
Anytime they want candy, they have access.
They ask Dad, yes.
And they got their own money, too, you know. And anytime, you know, the internet and handhelds and anyway, I'm not going to go on. My listeners, you know what I'm talking about. Your kids are the same way.
But why would we not celebrate it? What would be a... Let's give us a few things from the scripture.
Well, you know, if you hit me with some of what you're thinking, I've got a list over here.
Okay.
I'm doing the Dean's list.
Let's
just do Mary's list for a minute. And I'm happy. I'm not being that ugly. I didn't bring any Bible today. I'm joking. All right, well, here's a Bible verse for you. You have no fellowship with darkness. How about that?
And that's in 2 Corinthians.
Oh, wow.
Yes. 6,
we're on the same page.
14 says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership does righteousness have with lawlessness?
Yeah.
You know, and then the next, that's
or
the next verse,
darkness.
Or what does fellowship do we have light with darkness?
Oh.
It's just one of those things. We just don't, shouldn't have fellowship with, you know, generally the whole holiday, like you say, is all Halloween, slasher movies, zombie movies, so many people that are in love that now all the time. It surprises you. You're like, whoa, why would you be into this death?
Oh, I know
loving
it. I know
festival.
It.
Yeah.
No, and I remember before I was saved, you know, Poltergeist.
Yeah.
You know, I watched that movie, and I saw some of the other slasher movies, but they don't appeal to me now.
Mess, you know, influence your mind more than you know. And
that's right.
It's just one area we choose to avoid.
That's right. But I think another scriptural road that I would want to take is, you know, we have a false notion of liberty, a false notion of what's benign or not. I mean, this whole liberty issue comes up, okay? Mm-hmm. And look, we don't have a whole lot of time, but if you go to 1 Corinthians, you know, chapter 10, along in there, chapter 11, and maybe even starting in chapter 9, mm-hmm. you know, that section there. You know, on the one hand, Paul says, okay, look, if you go to the market and you buy meat, don't ask any questions. Meat is meat. No big deal. You eat it. Well, the reason that was an issue is because a lot of the meat sold in the market was previously used in pagan temple worship, mm-hmm. pagan worship, been sacrificed to idols. But because meat is meat, you can eat the meat. Don't ask a question. Now, you can't, say you're at a neighbor's house and you're eating the meat and somebody says, oh, by the way, that meat has been sacrificed to idols. Well, again, you know that there's no problem with eating the meat, but Paul says don't eat it. And he says don't eat it out of love. Don't eat it because you don't want to offend someone who might not understand this whole liberty thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So out of love, you suspend your liberty. But he also says, but if you go into that pagan temple and you eat that meat during their worship, during that fellowship meal that they have in the pagan temple, which is very similar to the Lord's Supper, similar meaning, at least for their religion, mm-hmm. you can't do that. You are in sin now because you are participating in that idolatry, whether you intend to or not. Even if your own mind you think, oh, I know this is just meat and I'm not participating, I'm just eating this because it's good food. He says, no, you're in sin.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you got to put all that together when you think about what's liberty and what's not. Sometimes you suspend your liberty because of love. Sometimes you have liberty. Sometimes what you think is liberty is not liberty, but it's sin.
It makes me think of the Israelites. They wanted to have their fun over here with other gods and, you know, a lot of rituals, the same kind of things
that's
associated with this.
That's right.
And still call themselves.
That's right. So you have a fall festival at church where everybody's dressing up like a shepherd or a clown or a, I don't know, a robot. Okay, I'm not going to say that's sin. That's a liberty issue. I'm asked, well, why are you doing it, though?
Mm-hmm.
And why do we have to do it on October the 31st? Well, it's a Christian alternative. Okay, fine. Again, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I'm just going to say I don't get why. Why can't we just sit this one out? Why do you have to have something? Why do you have to have a Christian alternative? We don't have a Christian alternative. Anyway, old man.
Yeah,
I don't want to say anything dumb.
I don't have time to go on that one.
The Reformation, in our own church, at my instigation, we used to celebrate Reformation Day because, you know, we know Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the church door at Wittenberg on October 31st and, you know, all this other Christian. And so we'd sit there and watch a movie of the martyrs and have hot dogs and stuff. But it's still doing this thing on the same night. So we just don't do it anymore. I don't know. I'm not saying it's wrong. Just saying I'm not interested.
I'd rather be separate.
I want to send a clear message.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send a clear message. And see, the problem is we're more enculturated than we think. If this is so important, see, if it's so important to you, what does that say?
I'd say let's take a pause.
And there's a question of what a Christian stand for. Are we different from culture at all? I mean, there's so many things that we're just not different anymore. Can this not be one of them? Can we not just avoid Halloween? Do we realize how evil is? The evil is represented in Halloween across our culture. Anyway, a lot of pastors say, well, we can redeem the holiday. I don't know. Now, I read one pastor that said, now, we avoid all the elements of Halloween, but we point others to Jesus. Okay, well, you're not redeeming that holiday. You're doing what I'm doing. But anyway. I'm only going fast because we're out of time. We need to shine like lights. That's what the Bible says. Shine like lights. Hard to shine if you're participating. So we need to shine. Not be judgmental. Shine. All right. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to The Dean's List, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical worldview. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Join us each week at 11:30 on Friday and Saturday, and noon on Sunday for The Dean's List. The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or iHeartMedia.